for this task, based on the interview in the last time, I did a kind of prototype about it, and the IBCS requires the client to see the prototype and give some written down comments about it on this printed sheet.
Okay.
So let me explain like my idea.
Okay.
And so for the I want to have a kind of teacher and students have a separated account, and so in the first page I designed a kind of login page.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like user position, maybe I choose like teacher or team A, team B, team C.
Got it.
Yeah, and has the password and to log in.
Okay, cool. Good.
And the first page is pretty straightforward.
Okay.
And the second page is it's not arranging sequence, so the second page is about the use material.
Okay.
I mentioned. So this is the big database, and students and teacher can see what's the name of the materials, and what's the picture of the material, the dimension, and the number and location of the used material.
Cool.
And based on this database, and the student can search what they want, and the result can be shown in this database.
Cool.
In this table.
Okay. And what does the input value mean?
It's like, for example,
is that just the
you choose the name and then you write like C channel and search.
Okay.
That's what
cool.
I'm trying to do.
Use material, yep.
Yeah. And this one is called like material purchase. Because I want to do is like, since different materials has different different priority, and based on the topic of each year, like the different material has different importance, so I want to based on the priorities and what we have and the number of materials left to come up with a recommended list of purchase. It's like these materials need to be purchased first and something like this. So maybe this could help with the purchase of material every year to maximize the use of it.
Okay. And this one you can type it in also and say, I need this one, this type, this amount as well too?
The table, you can change the value inside the table.
Oh, okay.
And then this is like adjust the priority, maybe manually adjust it. For example, maybe you think this table is not that correct, you can just choose, okay, C channel is more important than shaft this year, something like this.
Okay.
And the third page is like team stock, and this works with these two work together. Let me explain this one first. And this is the existing materials. It's like the materials we have in the robotic club, and it's very similar to the used material page. It's like also a very big table to record what we currently have in the robotic club, and you can see the information like name, picture, dimension, number, and location.
Yep. Cool.
And
this is similar also to the used material list.
Yeah, you can also search it, and this can come up with a result.
Mm-hmm.
And I add another small function. It's like if you're logging as a team, and you can add and choose this material, like kind of put them into your team's own table, which is like a stock.
Yep.
So the team can know that how many materials they have. Because what I observe in the robotic club is like lots of teams kind of pick lots of C channels and keep them. So I think with this little small function, they can know what materials they have and how many they've used and what else do they still need.
Cool.
I think this can also keep track on the use of V5 probably.
I like that one. I like that add stock, so you can put it into. Should it be in the teams? No, I guess it's in existing.
Yeah, existing, and you
add to the team stock.
Yeah, you can appear over here, and
modify.
It's like every day, maybe there are some materials used, so they can just input, like for example, row numbers, blah blah blah, and what type, and you can put in the new like, for example, new number of materials left and save them. So it's cool. Kind of change the numbers of materials in the table.
Cool.
And this is a team one. It's like pretty similar. You can search the what you need by the name, and this is going to be the stock material of the teams. And you can also modify the value of it. It's like how many they have left.
Okay.
So I think that's basically what I currently have right now.
Cool.
Is there any things I can improve?
That was the last page.
Could you write it down? Because IV requires the kind of written down comments. Like just like a circle on the page.
Is there a difference between the, like, you know, you said there's a team stock? Right, so if you log in as a team, what if you log in as a teacher? Teacher view.
So what could
they see also, like, the team stock, and then how does that?
I think.
So I could look and say, actually, 8861A has too many. You guys need to share with that person. Is there some way that I could see that too?
Oh, I haven't think about it. Like,
okay, should I write that one?
Yeah.
It may not be necessary,
yeah,
but I'm just thinking.
For teacher, like, what I plan to do, for, like, teacher can see the materials purchased, and students can't work with the purchase of materials. That's what I plan.
Okay. So that's one. Maybe if I could see, because then it's like, hey, you guys have too many C channels. That's not fair. Can you give them to somebody else?
Oh.
So that's one part of it. I'm still thinking about in the teacher's view as well, too. If there is, use materials is okay. Material purchase is okay. I also don't know if, because one thing is, like, if the materials purchase is right here, then it's, if it's like one of these tabs, this is just a user thing. If it's one of these tabs, then kids are going to be saying all the time, I need more, I need more, I need more, I need more. So is there any way that this can be put into, like, into the existing or in as one of these, maybe as one of these things, you know?
It's like small window, you click it and you can see it.
Yeah, so instead of it being one of these, but if it's in here as, like, not add to stock, but it's like, oh, actually I'm looking in, or if it's in my stock, I can see inside the team stock. So that, because otherwise, like, if they're looking at the material purchase, then they just say, I want this, I want this, I want this. But maybe it's better if they're looking at what they have, right, inside the team stock, and then they can say, oh, actually, yeah, we do need more of these types of things. Oh, we do need more of that. And as opposed to, like, you know, just give me more of this. It's like a usability type thing.
Yeah.
It's up to you. I don't know how difficult it is to change and move those things around, but that's one thing that I would want to see too. I think this is really good too. To have like different user logins is really good.
Yeah.
Do you have to? Is there any other requirements of, like, you don't have to make barcodes or do stuff like that, or is that something you need to have?
We need to make the source code. It's like, yeah, you make the source code of everything to kind of make the function works. I'm pretty sure there's some way to do the locking stuff.
Okay.
I haven't figured out right now, but I'm pretty sure there are some ways.
Okay.
I saw the examples on the
Okay. I don't know if you need it. Like, do you also need, it's just the database? You don't need to have, like, a scan, a QR code, or anything like that?
No, we don't need to.
Okay, that's it. And existing materials is like new materials.
No, the materials we currently have right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another little, like, again, usability thing, I'm kind of, I feel like I'm, that's maybe what I would know more of, is put the team stock last and put existing next to
used.
Because then it's like you log in, you see the used ones and you see the new ones, and then you can look at the team stock so that you can, it's just like a, it's a user
thing. User preference.
Is that okay too? Can I tell you about that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the priorities good too. Oh yeah, but I was saying if you can put this into team stock.
Team stock. Yeah.
So that they're looking at it and they just press, I need to order more of this.
Oh, and for teacher account, they can see what the
teams
students
have.
Yeah.
Same thing. And I don't know how that one would look. I don't know how that would look in the database. Oh. So like where I could see, if it's a teacher's view, right, to be able to see the team stock. Maybe I have the same tabs, but then I can go to the team stock. And then if it's a similar list, but then I can see
different information.
Yeah, then it says whatever. Or I don't know, it could probably be the same. Would you just have to change a row or something like that? Like, would you just have to change like a, I don't know if the team stock, because it'd be nice if it was the same type of window.
Yeah.
So like whenever I just say save, it just pops up in this team stock that says like, you know, new one or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like saving the material and the material goes to the stock or.
Yeah, so it's almost like, rather than it being two windows, or I don't know if so this is for, the team stock is for searching, right?
Yeah.
But then if you do an, I suppose if it comes in as the same thing, I'm not sure how, but so it's on the same list.
Yeah. Simplest.
You know, so that when I look as a teacher, I see like the teams, here's what their stock is, and then I could see like
what they want.
Yeah.
So you prefer this to be put in one page, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you know, like this to be on one database.
So and then, so for example, if teacher press, with teacher's account, if they purchase it, they just press like save or something, and this data just moves.
How could I do that? That's a good point. If there's an easier way for me to like...
just move everything to the...
Oh yeah, stuff. Maybe you're right. Yeah, you're right. But I wonder, just so that they can, you can see, like, what do they want to order?
Oh.
It would be a lot nicer for me if I just got like... only, that's a good point, Yichen. Sorry, maybe I'm making it more confusing for you. And I'm just writing all over the place too. Order list, so. Does that make sense? Like an order list so that the teachers can just order.
Oh, yeah.
Or even if it's just separated, so like I can clearly see.
For example, like students can only see that, but they can't order and the teacher can order.
Yeah, but at least they can request, but then I do, because I'll have to do the ordering anyway, they can't technically do the ordering. But just so I can see clearly like what their orders are.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's all. Okay, you got that one?
Yeah.
Do you need me to explain anything?
I think they're pretty good.
Move location of tab. Should we just call it that? Yeah. Material purchase.
In the existing account. Not team stock.
Yeah. The teacher views. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, oh yeah, the purchase. Yeah, so that's what I would assume, right? If you're a student, you would want to see, like, I've got all these things, I need more. So I don't want to flip between the tabs.
Yeah.
I just want to see, like, I've got this. So then can I just add, you know, like this is search, but is there one that's like an add, you know, kind of like the save.
Okay.
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. I think that's. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No. Thank you.